Now, obviously, today's hot topic is the national shutdown ahead of the G20 summit. And South Africa is the, I mean, we are that goal at the moment. Everyone is looking at us, all eyes on us this week, as we are hosting these G20 leaders summit for the very first time here in Africa, on African soil. And this historic gathering brings together the world's major economies under this theme for the year, which is solidarity, equality, and sustainability. But it's not just a fancy event with red carpets and all that kind of stuff. It is a moment for Africa to amplify its voice on the global stage. And over the next 2 days, a lot is going to be happening. And that's why we've roped in somebody who is smart, somebody who knows things, somebody with a journalistic degree. Her name is Dineo. She is from our Newswatch team. She is the queen of the show as far as news is concerned. And she's going to give us just the latest on the meeting. And ultimately, could this meeting possibly reshape conversations around global governance and economic cooperation? So, Dee, what is happening here? I mean, is this what's going to happen? Are we going to have reshaped conversations around global governance?
I think that is the hope. So we will have to wait and see how tomorrow will unfold and on Sunday as well. But essentially what she said, the European Council president just this morning said that it was time for Africa, just to paraphrase him. He said Africa has been on the sidelines and now they are reshaping the global agenda and helping to come up with solutions to the many crises that the world is facing. So conversations will be had, and that is the whole point, to bring everyone around the table and to thrash these conversations out.
So, I mean, I'm just going to ask as a person who's never been invited to a G20 anything. I can't imagine why not. I am so diplomatic after all. Mm. But like, how does it work? Do we stand up there? Do we present? Do we represent Africa and then everyone listens? And then there's like a big like table conversation and people kind of weigh in. How does it actually work? Do we present and then they respond, or like how does it go?
No, there's going to be plenary sessions. But as the host, obviously, we will make a presentation. The president will speak. South Africa is the current president of the G20. So we are the host, so we will make a presentation, but other countries will also have input. South Africa, yes, is representing Africa, but the continent is also being represented by the African Union, which is part of the G20, along with the EU, over and above the 19 sovereign states that make up the G20.
Sounds like a lot of talking.
That's precisely it. There's going to be a lot of talking, but I think the hope is that there will be tangible results and actions after these talks. And it's a myriad of global issues that they need to look at. It's not just economic issues, it's social issues. You would have seen in the lead up to the summit, this is the leader summit, essentially bringing the heads of states, the prime ministers and other leaders into this venue, Nasrec, which is not far from Soweto. In the lead up to that, we've had a series of meetings throughout the years. At one point, foreign ministers that are part of the G20 were in South Africa to discuss, you know, matters of foreign policy. There was a meeting of reserve bank governors or central bank governors, as they refer to it in other countries. And there have been other meetings of other leaders with specific portfolios that met here and discussed, you know, their specific subject. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been quite a year of important work going on. So let's hope to see the results.
Exactly. Just very quickly before I let you go, we get into traffic with Andy. I just want to know from you, in your opinion, after these G20 summits take place in each respective country, how quickly do we see results?
It depends on how big the issue is and what the consensus is. You need to also have consensus in terms of the action that needs to be taken and timelines and so on. So where you have parties differing and not agreeing to something, obviously, naturally, that's going to take longer because you have to bring people on board to reach one final consensus. Yeah, so
it's a waiting game, guys, but the conversations are afoot. Dineo, thank you so much. More from Dineo, obviously, as part of Newswatch at the top of the hour.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.